Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
Climate change affects more than just the weather and the news cycles. Vast ecological changes are creeping upon us like a slowly rising proof. And our food, so dependent on a narrow range of factors, including temperature, rain, and changing ecosystems, is under the grim auspices of this slow threat. In the U.S., we certainly aren't in any imminent danger of vacant grocery store shelves or empty bellies. But we and our kids are going to have to make adjustments, moving farming to higher and cooler latitudes and accepting the fact that some places may find it harder to grow anything at all. Utah's peaches are one of the big draws of roadside fruit stands every summer. Both Brigham City and Hurricane have held peach days for more than 100 years as a tribute to the sweet fleshed fruit. Our hot days and cool nights give us a good climate for growing peaches. It's actually the number of cold nights that signals to the peach tree to start production in the spring. If peach trees don't experience enough chill during the wintertime, they get confused and don't bloom properly. And if there's no bloom, there's no harvest. As our climates change, so will that predictable chilling. Even if plant breeders create peach varieties that need less chilling, there's another problem. Peach trees yield less fruit when it gets too hot in the summer, and they lose their blooms to unpredictable freezes in the spring, other factors that come with the unpredictability of climate change. Now, moving further from home, when thinking of climate change, people tend to consider the arc of centuries, but in the case of the Cavendish banana, its demise may come within a few short decades. Bananas are more than a sweet potassium-loaded snack. Grown throughout the tropics and subtropics, bananas are a source of food, nutrition, and income for millions of rural and urban households. They are a staple crop in many countries. In Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi, people consume 3 to 11 bananas per day as part of their basic nutrition. And in Uganda, the local word for bananas, matuk, is also the word for food. A big challenge for banana cultivation with warmer temperatures is the spread of pests and disease. Agricultural experts caution that the most common type of bananas may actually go extinct due to a deadly tropical disease sweeping across crops around the world. The Panama disease originated in the 1950s. It's a fungus that attacks a plant's roots. It can't be chemically controlled, and a particular strain is seen as a threat to the Cavendish bananas that grow the world over. So far, the only way of containing the disease is by quarantining large swaths of farmland, but it has already spread to Africa, Asia, Australia, the Middle East, and Central America. Experts fear that if the Panama disease reaches South America, the Cavendish banana is doomed. A way to save bananas could be in the form of banana trees from Madagascar. They're wild species immune to the Panama disease, but also inedible. And researchers are trying to create a hybrid of two species to produce an infection-resistant strain. The hitch? There are only 5 mature Madagascar banana trees in existence today. So your kids may never know the deep comfort of biting into a warm piece of banana bread. And their kids may only occasionally enjoy the unparalleled lusty bliss of biting into a fresh and ripe local peach at the end of a hot summer season. And for everything else on our plates, over the next century, we'll just have to hope for smart science and a society willing to change and the survival of wild banana trees. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.